I got involved with Iditarod back in 2014. I was in junior high racing out in Bethel, where I'm from, and the CVs had come out to run the Kuskokwim 300, and they mentioned that there was a race called the Junior Iditarod that kids could race, and I was entering all the local races in town, and usually one of the only girls in all the races, and I thought that sounded pretty cool, so the town helped, everybody sponsored us and helped get us into town, and I ran the Junior Iditarod, and then I won the Junior Iditarod when I was 17 in 2008, and after that, they fly you to Nome, you get to go to the pre-musher meeting, and then you're kind of hooked. So
I would say that's it.
I'm here today and involved with Iditarod because I don't think there's a way to be closer with your dogs. I'm a veterinarian. I love animals. I don't think there's a way to be closer than spending 10, 11 days out on the trail with just you and your team and going through all sorts of obstacles together. I have a new lead dog who just learned to follow markers. I have another dog that I think can read signs. She saw the sign that said 5 miles to Ophir and started barking all excitedly. So it's the experiences I have with the dogs, and never do you have 24 hours of adventure with your dogs like we do here. One of my most memorable Iditarod experiences was, well, I have two, both involving Lance Mackey. Number one, I always say, is I was so scared to run my first Iditarod and go through the steps in the gorge. That was going to be big moments of terrain for me. And when I got to the bottom of the steps, I was at the bottom and Lance Mackey was there, and he said, "Yay, you did it," and high-fived me. And that was pretty cool. And then the other most memorable experience with Lance Mackey again, great legend, was right here in Ophir. We were stopped here for probably, I think, a 4 or 6 hour break. And the checkpoint of Ophir said, "Okay, we're having Thanksgiving dinner." And it was me and Lance Mackey had a huge feast here, and I think Robert Reddington. So there were 3 mushers and all the checkpoint crew, and that was pretty epic and awesome to be here. What I know for sure in life is that sled dogs are born to run.